Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon. Welcome you on this cold morning. I guess my jaw's a little frozen. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us, want to know more about who we are and what we do, we have a red visitor's packet. It looks like this. It can be found both in the back part of the sanctuary and certainly off to the side entrance. Have any troubles finding it, certainly grab me or somebody else. We'd be happy to point that to you. In the black folders that are at the end of the pew, which look like this, you will find a number of items in there that are important, certainly to the worship service itself, and also to the upcoming events in life of the church. First and foremost, there are slips in there, two different colors. There's a yellow one if you're visiting us today, and a purple one if you've been here before. They basically pretty much do the same thing. They let us know who you are and that you're here today. They also have an opportunity for you to share a prayer request. We are a community of faith, and we want to share those joys and concerns of things happening. So there's a place on both of those for you to do that, and certainly hand those to the ushers at the appropriate time later during our prayer time this morning. On the backs of those, though, I want to point out something new that we're doing. There are QR codes. If you have a smartphone, you can aim your smartphone at them, and what it does is it will then trigger your smartphone, take you to a website. And the top one is the way that now you can contribute to the life of the church as an offering that says Give UUMC. And the bottom one is if you want to find an electronic bulletin of today's service, then you pick that lower QR code. So certainly take that as another opportunity to do that for you. We do have, for your convenience and comfort, there are rocking chairs in the back if you need to soothe yourself for a young one. There are restrooms both either sides if you want to go out, but there's a series of signs to do that. They'll take you back to that. And if you do have young ones that are under the age of five that need childcare this morning, we have that available to you also. A couple of quick announcements, just so you know, inside those black folders, not the red folder, but the black ones, a couple things, one of which is outreach, our outreach program. We continue to bring toiletries for that during the month. You can bring those in and leave those at the front pews. But we're also starting another ministry, which is for pet food. We're finding that those people that are in need, they have money, obviously, to pay for food and so forth, but food stamps and other available resources are not for pets that they have. And certainly, we want to be mindful of that. So if you want to continue to bring in those items for a food pantry, we're also now starting a pet food pantry. And you can bring those for that. That can also be brought in and left on the front pews. And also, we have a need at our community breakfast. This is an ongoing mission of our church to provide a breakfast twice a month, on the second and fourth Sundays. And we're continually looking for volunteers to help with that. Cleanup is a big item that we don't seem to have yet at 9:30 enough of. So if you're available to do that, there's a green slip in your black folder again. Certainly take those out and do that. We're certainly blessed to have Dale Fryer lead us this morning in music. And who's our liturgist? Oh, I'm sorry. And Peter Swords is Peter up there? Yeah. And Peter Swords is our liturgist this morning, which you're going to hear from up and above. He's right now singing with our choir, and certainly Alicia would. And may we now continue in that spirit of meditation and worship.
Well, good morning, everyone. Oops, sorry. Go ahead. Good morning, everyone. I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood. Welcome. So glad you came today. Today we are starting our Lenten series, Let Justice Roll Down. And so, let justice roll down like water, right into our baptismal font. So today we're going to be starting some new songs. They're not new, but they're not old favorites yet. And I want you to know that if it's a song you're not familiar with and you just want to listen, that's okay. If you want to sing along and join in, that's okay too. So just go with the flow and know that you don't have to speak every word and sing every note, but you can just sit back and take it in if that's what feels right to you. Lent is a time of reminding ourselves who we are called to be in this world. Our Lenten series is inspired by Amos, a prophet whose message is that God calls us to let justice roll down like waters. Amos says, I reject your festivals. I don't enjoy your joyous assemblies. Take away the noise of your songs. I won't listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Well, does this mean that we are to give up our worship? That God does not want our worship? No. But worship without justice is just not acceptable. Rather, our songs must move us to action on behalf of the oppressed. Through powerful music and the remembrance of our rituals of baptism, the origins of Lent, this season will offer us reflection and renewed inspiration to let our voices be tuned to the heart of the gospel, proclaiming God's love for all people.
Good morning, I'm Peter, and to my grandson, I'm known as Poppy, I'll be your liturgist this morning. Please rise if you're able and join me in the call to worship. Holy and living God, we open to you this day. May peace flow, let justice roll. Wake us from our slumber and help us see. Peace flow, let justice roll. Let no one feel outside your love, outside our love. May peace flow, let justice roll. We have a tradition of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors today, saying good morning or peace be with you, or don't you love the sunshine? Let us continue now in worship. Please remain standing and join in singing How Great Thou Art on the screen or in the hymnal on page 77. Thank you.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. How sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art.
Amen. Will you please be seated? Except for the children. Would the children please come forward? And I'm going to have the children maybe sit up here with me, over here, and please join me. And while we, as they come forward, they're quick, let's sing together to welcome them, Traveling Companions.
We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling journeying as one.
Just begun a special season called Lent. It's a season of letting go of things we don't need and finding ourselves with what we need to do, what we do need so that we can grow even closer to God. And so what I'd like to do today is pray together to open, and I need you all to help me open by praying with me, and it's going to be with our bodies. So I'm going to come up there with you, and the first thing we're going to do in the beginning part is we're going to scrunch our hands together and pull our arms together, and we're going to get into like a little ball. Can you guys help me do that? Those are on the edge. Let's scrunch together like this, okay? And then as we pray, I'm going to be quiet for a minute. We're going to pause. And then once we get done pausing, then I'm going to talk about opening up. And as you open up, you can open up your hands first and then your arms, and then you can stand up, and you can get all the way open like this, okay? Are you ready for this? All right, let's pray together. You're all scrunched up tight. Scrunch up tight. We hold on to power. We hold on to greed. We hold on to things we don't need. We hold on to hatred. We hold on to fear and close ourselves off till we can't feel near you. Open our hands, Lord. Help us let go. Open our minds so our justice may flow. Open us up so peace can pour through, and make our hearts ready so we can hold you. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for praying with me. So you can sit. That was just the beginning. So we have this toolbox that I brought today. And this toolbox has some stuff in it, some tools in it. And so we need to make sure that we have the right tools in our box because it's just so big, right? So I'll bring it over to you in a second. We're going to build a church, all right? And so what we need to do to build a church is have the right tools. And so I have these stickers. And stickers are nice, right, for like attendance or when we do a good job, you can get a sticker. Oops, I can't open up my stickers. So we have these stickers. And so they're nice when we do a good job or to, like, if you come today, we can put a sticker on. Yeah, it is a lot of stickers, huh? But you know what? They aren't quite right for our toolbox because sometimes we don't get all the right answers and, you know, sometimes we miss Sunday school, but, you know, that's okay. So we're going to set that aside. That doesn't need to go in our box, even though it's really good stuff. We don't need that. We don't have to have that in our box. But, let's see what we have in here. Oh, well, what are these? Name tags. They're name tags. So why don't you take one and pass it? Because I think, can you take one and pass it? I think these might be what we need. We each have a name. And you know what? God knows our names. And so I need to give you pencils because God knows your name. Because you are a child of God. And so I'm going to have you put your name on this name tag. And if you need help, I'll help you. All right? Because you are a child of God. And I want to make sure in our church that everybody knows that they have a name and that they are a child of God. Anyone need help? Okay, I can take your pencils back, and what I want you to do is, you can put the sticker right on you, okay, put your name tag right on you, and I'll take the, okay, you can finish it now, and you can put that, and I can even take these papers when you're done with them, thank you, and so what I want to do, once you got all have your name tags on, thank you, is I would like you to say, on the count of three, I would like you to say your name, and then I would like all the grown-ups out here to let us know, all of us, I'm going to have a name tag too, because I'm a child of God too. all of us can say our name, and it's going to be all different names all at one time, and that's okay. And then the congregation, I want you to say, you are a child of God. Are you guys ready for this? Is the congregation ready? The grown-ups? All right. All right, you ready? You know what you're doing? What are you doing? Saying your name. All right, one, two, three. Yes, you are a child of God. No matter what, God loves you, and you are a child of God. Amen. But I have a question for you. Oh, so I'll guess the question in a second. So I would love to introduce our choir to sing our anthem. Amen. In our baptismal rituals, we take a special moment to repeat the precious name of the person being baptized. In a world that seems to be obsessed with who is right and who is wrong, good or bad, in or out, this side or that side, it is a radical endeavor to name each person as a child of God. As this song that we're about to sing says, no matter what people say, you are a child of God. How will we be agents of God's justice, demanding that barriers to the worth and dignity of all people be brought down so that all might know God's love? During Lent, our middle hymn will be sung responsively to our prayer, our scripture, and our prayer poem. It's kind of like we used to do with our psalms in the United Methodist hymnal, where we'd read a piece of part of the psalm, and then we'd sing responsively. And so throughout Lent, this is going to be part of our practice for our middle hymn. So, let's start.
No matter what people say or think about me, I am a child, I am a child of God. No matter what people say or think about you, you are a child, you are a child of God.
In today's scripture reading, I'm reading from Romans chapter 8, 31 to 39, out of the Common English Bible. So, what are we going to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? God didn't spare God's own Son, but gave him up for us all. Won't God also freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect people? It is God who acquits them. Who is going to convict them? It is Christ Jesus who died, even more, who was raised, and who also is at God's right side. It is Christ Jesus who also pleads our case for us. Who will separate us from Christ's love? Will we be separated by trouble, or distress, or harassment, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, we are being put to death all day long for your sake. We are treated like sheep for slaughter. But in all these things, we win a sweeping victory through the one who loved us. I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life or angels nor rulers nor present thought things nor future things, not powers or height or depth or any other thing that is created.
No matter what people say about me, I am a child, I am a child of God.
Our prayer poem this morning is called Speak a Word. Let us pray. Life-giving God, may I speak a word of hope into someone's spirit today, extolling the promise and potential offered in each new rising sun. May I speak a word of joy into someone's spirit today, illuminating their worth, beauty, and blessing just as they are. May I speak a word of victory into someone's spirit today, reminding them that they carry within themselves a power greater than evil. May I speak a word of love into someone's spirit today, freely offering the agape of God without condition. May I speak a word of peace into someone's spirit today, offering the quiet strength of restraint over retort. As I prepare to offer these gifts of the Spirit, may I recall that I cannot offer what I do not have. Therefore, may hope, joy, victory, love, and peace reside within me as well. Amen.
No matter what the world says, decisions, pronouncements on you, you are a child, you are a child of God. And there is no thing or no one who can separate, they can't separate you from the truth that you're someone, you are family, you are meant to be a child of God.
Good morning again. Throughout Lent, we're going to be talking about our baptism. The water connects our baptismal vows and our call to let justice roll down like water. In our baptismal rituals, we take a special moment to repeat the precious name of the person being baptized. In a world that seems to be concerned with who's in and who's out, it is a radical endeavor to name each person as child of God, no matter what people say. This indeed is where love of others begins. Love for the self as God loves us. The early church was not uniform in its baptismal practices by any means, although things start to move toward more uniformity by the 4th century. But Jesus' baptism is consistently referenced as the reason for the development of the rituals handed on to us through the Christian ancestors. Although the ritual of speaking the name of the baptismal candidate is not mentioned heavily in the earliest historical documents about baptism, the idea that God's voice proclaimed Jesus as family, as beloved, in whom God was well pleased, is inherent to our focus this week, naming each one as a precious child of God. What shifts when we make the first move to extend love toward each other as God has extended this to us? And how are we called to be creators of justice? Well, I probably have more questions than answers on this one, but I do want to tell you about my friend's experience hearing this song we just sang. It was back in seminary at Boston University, and you know, this crazy thing about seminary is there's a lot of learning and not always a lot of faith. And so we went, and Mark Miller was there, and the creator of this song, and many songs we're singing throughout Lent. And he had worked with the choir, and it was a concert, but there was a lot of singing involved from the pews, not just from the choir. And so my friend said afterwards, that was the most beautiful thing, because this is what happened to me during that song. She said, when I first heard, "I am a child of God," I was thinking about those people, those other people who maybe were hurt by the church. And she thought, what a beautiful song for those people, the ones maybe who have been harmed or don't quite know yet that they're loved by God or that they're a child of God. But then as she sang the song, and repeated the refrain, "I am a child of God," her thoughts shifted, and she thought, "Oh my goodness, I'm a child of God too. This song is for me too." And she said that she cried and sang as she shifted her thoughts from "this song is for others" to "this song is for me. I, even me, am a child of God." And so her experience just really touched my heart, and I wanted to share that with you because I hope when you sing it that you know that this song isn't for other people, those people. It's for you. You are a child of God. And this leads me to one of my favorite things that I love about the Methodist movement and John Wesley, which is prevenient grace. The grace that comes before. The grace that comes before we even know what God is. God loves us. God is grace-filled towards us. God forgives us because we don't yet know God. And this grace and love that comes before, this prevenient grace, it precedes our knowledge our of God. And so when talking to recovering addicts or folks recovering from a medical concern, this prevenient grace really strikes them because they're like, "Wow, God loved me before I knew God, before I was ready to take Jesus as my Savior. God loved me then. God gave grace and forgiveness to me even then. Wow." So you and I, we are children of God. And just as our Romans text says, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us. If we are children of God and loved by God, then all people are children of God. Not just the people sitting here. What are we going to do about this justice the Amos text commands of us? If God's love comes before, then what must we as Christians put out into this world so that we can be God's hands and feet for justice? What do we need to let go of during Lent that will bring us closer to God and closer to the understanding that every person is a child of God? Every person has worth, and we are called to be creators of justice out of God's love that comes through each one of us. And so, but if we expect justice for ourselves, we must support it for others. And this is a quote from Patrick Lindsay. And so I may be asking you to go out of your comfort zone right now, but I'm going to ask you to turn to someone near you and find out their name if you don't know it yet, and tell them, whatever your name is, name, Angela, I'll go to you. Angela, you are a child of God. So let's take a moment and do this. Again, it might be out of your comfort zone, but let's tell each other we are a child of God. Jim, you are. Join in a time of prayer. And I'm going to invite you to close your hands, making a tight fist if you can. Lent became a time of giving up something as a sign of penitence in the Middle Ages. This season, we will contemplate what we need to give up in order to let justice roll down, let justice prevail in our lives, in our church, and in our world. I invite you to think about those who you find difficult to love as children of God. Perhaps even yourself. Or maybe it was a prejudice you grew up with that, despite your best efforts, keeps playing in the background of your beliefs. Perhaps it is a particular trait in others that just rubs you the wrong way, and compassion is more difficult for you to feel. Perhaps someone has wronged you. Now, slowly, open up your hands, letting go of the tension, and imagine that cool water is flowing into and over them. Let us pray. We come before you, Creator of all, knowing that we hold on to self-loathing, resentments, and prejudices that we think will protect us in some way. In doing so, we dishonor that which you have created. Forgive us and open us to your refreshing water of life. Open us to your unconditional love that moves us closer to compassion and courage to speak up and stand up for what is right and good. Amen. If you would like your prayer read as a part of our worship, you have the yellow or purple slip, please fill that out for us. And our ushers will be coming by in a moment to collect them, and I will read them as a part of worship. As we pass in our prayers, let us remain seated and sing, "Let Justice Roll." God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
And now, in this silence, we open ourselves to pray for all of creation, for the things left unnamed, the hurts of which we are unaware, and for the deepest yearning of our hearts. Amen. And now let us pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father and Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thank you.
friend, we come to the table. Please know in the United Methodist Church that our communion, our Holy Communion, is open to all. And will you join me in our opening liturgy? Let us pray. Holy God, we came to this table tempted to deny the pain of life, scarred from too many broken dreams, knowing that we are not immune to evil's lure. And you met us at this table, embracing us in our brokenness, naming us beloved, claiming us for an eternity. Please join me. We thank you, living, loving God. As we gather at the table, we come from many places, differing in age, differing in race, differing in orientation, politics, and even religion. As we come together around the table, we discover that our differences are not something we tolerate, but that our differences are indeed a blessing. The more difference we bring, the more fully we experience the presence of the sacred in our midst. So come, children of God, just as you are. Wherever you are on this journey of life, you are welcome here. Here in this place, here in this community, and here at this table. Come, children of God, come and remember with us. We remember the stories that Jesus' friends tell, stories of bread broken and shared, feeding a multitude, stories of being gathered together, enemy and friend, around tables, stories of unlikely guests revealing the face of the sacred. They say that it was on a night of both celebration and betrayal that he took the bread. He broke it, he blessed it, and he shared it with all around the table. That in breaking we become whole. In losing our lives we find them. In serving, that we are served. As the grain scattered, because they say that he took the cup that was also left over. He poured it and he shared it, remembering with them the life-giving breath that even now, pounding a rhythm through our veins, the breath of life from whence we come, the breath that precedes and follows all that we can see. As the grapes find life in the vine, and so we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come, bless this bread and bless this fruit of the vine. Bless all of us in our eating and drinking, that our eyes might be open, that we might recognize the risen Christ in our midst, indeed in one another. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And so, you are all welcome to the table, but I'm going to give you a little bit of direction before we get started. First, I want to say that there's nothing you have to do to qualify to come to the table. You can just come if you so choose. We serve grape juice, and we serve only gluten-free bread. So no matter which station you come to, that's what you will receive. We'll come up two aisles here. We're going to have servers on both sides. When you come up, you can take the bread, and then you have a choice. You can either dip it in the cup, or if you don't want to dip it in the cup and then eat it, you take it and you eat it, and then you skip the big cup and you go to the little cup, and then you can drink the little cup. And then if you take a little cup, you can put it in a basket. There's a fourth person in a basket. So I have an extra added thing that we don't always do. When you get to the end, you're also going to take a fish, and you'll know why later, okay? So don't leave communion without a fish. So we'll have two rows coming up, and what I'm going to ask you to do is come through the aisle here, and then you'll be served here, and then you'll go back out that way and around to back to your seat. And if you're on this side, you're going to come down this aisle and be served, and then you're going to come through here and around, okay? So it's going to look a little chaotic for a minute, but then it's going to all be good. Will my servers please come forward?
We're about to take our offering, but first, I want to say that during Lent, we'll be contributing to the Waters of Justice right up there each week by writing words on paper fish that will be added to our ever-flowing stream. As we take our offering today, I invite you to write your name on the fish that you received at communion as a sign that you, beloved child of God, are part of the Waters of Love and Justice. So write your name on your fish. The children will collect the fish during our closing hymn. Don't put them in the offering plate. The children will collect the fish at the end. If you need more fish, raise your hand and the ushers or Pastor Alicia will help you. Now, as we enter our time of giving, I also want to remind everybody to please place your attendance slips, not the fish, but the attendance slips. They're square. They don't look like a fish. Into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. It's helpful because first-time visitors, then we can get to know you. And we also want first-time visitors to know that we don't expect a donation from you today, your first day. You're our guest. We're grateful that you're here. Yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let's all bring our tithes, donations, and offerings.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. For the gift of unconditional love, we give thanks. For the way in which these offerings will become gifts of love embodied, we give thanks. For the gift of this community bound and working together, we give thanks. And please join me in singing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, in the blue hymnal on page 384 if you want to sing harmony, or on the screen.
Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, your unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit, let us find that second rest. Our bent to sinning, Alpha and Omega be, and of faith as its beginning, our hearts at liberty. Come Almighty to deliver, let us now thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, nevermore thy temples leave. Thee would we be always blessing, thy hosts above. Pray and praise thee without ceasing, Lord, in thy perfect love. Finish creation pure and spotless. Let us be, let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. Till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Please be seated. Throughout Lent, we will join together in the benediction. I'll speak first, and then you'll speak, and then we're going to sing a song together, our benediction song, May Peace Flow. And then I invite you to just sit and relax and take in the postlude that Dennis Triggs will be playing for us. As counterintuitive as it may seem, the work of loving ourselves may be our first step toward loving others. Remember, you have been named child of God. Let the act of seeing yourself through the eyes of the divine transform you and move you to compassion for yourself and for others. I invite you to make a connection, as you're comfortable, with those around you. Groups of any size, it says. You can hold hand with the person next to you, or maybe touch their shoulder if that's comfortable for you, or if you just want to sit still, that's okay too. And bless one another with these words. Repeat each phrase after me as you look at each other. May the song you sing in your heart be pleasing to God. May the song you sing in your heart be pleasing to God, moving you to the passion and compassion of Jesus, moving you to the passion and compassion of Jesus, uplifted by a spirit that keeps you humming life's tune of love, uplifted by a spirit that keeps you humming life's tune of love. Amen. Will you sing with me?
May peace flow through me as the music through an instrument. Let it flow through me like a warmth from the sun. May peace flow through me so that I may be a vessel of the love of God for everyone, for everyone.